We are holding on Chaf Gimel, Amud Beis. We got up to the Mishnah. The Gemara, two lines in the bottom, is going to, on Amud Aleph, is going to pick it up with a continuation of it. The Gemara is discussing that statement we saw in the Mishnah from Elazar ben Yaakov, who said, a person would say, Kol neder shani osi lidor hu batel. We'll see, this is going to be the source for Hataras Nadarim and Kol Nidre as well. So let's begin with the Gemara. Kevan da Omer kol neder shani osi lidor yehe batel. Right, the statement that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said in the Mishnah when he says this. So we're talking about inviting somebody. So the person who's getting invited, lo shamale, he's not going to listen to him. Velo osi bahade, he's not going to come eat with him because he knows that this neder isn't going to be valid. So why does God have to say something at all? Okay, now in Amud Beis, sachasui mechso v'halchi katani, that the no. There's something lacking, there's something missing, and it wasn't taught completely. This is really how you have to learn the correct version. V'holchi ketani, ha-roitze she-yoichel etzo chavero u-masariv bo. If you want someone to eat with him, and you're urging him to do so, and he's refusing, u-madiro nidrei zrizin hein, and then you take a net in order to get him to do this. This is called the case we saw of nidrei zrizin. This is like you're doing mizaris him, to exhort him to come, but you don't need to be mat to this neder, right? And if you wanted to get your Nidorim not to be counting for the whole year, Ya'amod b'Rosh Hashanah, you should get up on Rosh Hashanah, v'omar and say, Kol neder sheni osi lidor yehe batel. Any vow that I'm going to take in the future, that should be batel. B'vad she zocher b'shas neder. Kolzman, that you actually remember that you said this at the time that you do it. Okay, so you know, on this there's a lot to discuss about. So the Rosh over here, the Rosh is just seven lines from the top. Yamud Rosh Hashanah Dover Masuyan Nokot. Tchilas Hashana, v'hu hadin b'chol eis shiritza l'chol zman shikuba. I mean, it doesn't have to be dafka then; it could be any time. But just want to give like a marker for doing that. The Ran has over here. Well, so let me go a little bit weiter, and we'll come back and we'll pick it up. Gemara asks like this: Izochra, the person does remember, meaning the time they took the neder, that he made a statement at the beginning of the year is going to make it bottle, right? But he still makes the neder. Okre litanoi v'kayim le linidre. So he's okir he uproots his tanai, his condition, and now that should have been bottle. And so from there, he's now his makayim. He keeps the vow. Amr bai tanei bilvaj shlo yehizoch v'shas neder. Right? Bias says no. You have to change it, meaning like different. The statement's effective if he doesn't remember when he made the neder that he said the statement at the beginning of the year that he's going to make all of his things. Rava Amr differently. La'olam kedamrina meikara. Really, it's like we said that the first time that he did remember his condition, that he's not going to want his nedarim to count when he made this neder. V'hachmayaskinus, what are we actually talking about? Kigon shehisna b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo yada b'mahisna. He made the tanai on Rosh Hashanah that anything I take in the next upcoming year will be batel, but he doesn't know about what type in the dorm he made it, right? The hashta kol neder. So now he makes a neder. Izoch v'shas neder. If he remembers the time when he made the neder, V'omer he says, Al das harishon ani noider. I'm making a neder right now according with what my initial intention was. In that case, meaning when I said that all my nedarim should be void, nidrei leis be'mamasha. It's not, there's no mamashos to it. It's not, it's nothing. There's nothing to it. There's no substance to it. Lo amar al das rishon ani noide. If he doesn't say, I'm taking this neder right now with what my das was originally, okre l'tanoi v'kiem l'nidrei. And he's okir his original condition, and therefore the does count. So this is where all the discussion is. The Ran writes here in Halacha. I'm going to skip down about the nine lines up from the bottom. V'nir shemasha amr kitzas kihilos be yom kippur kol nidre vasire. Right, all of my nidorim, everything I prohibited. They're doing it's all the whole source. What we do is based upon this this Gemara, Nedarim, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Shabbat on the dorm she drew la acherzman mach mikan shvi bot left this ela shloshonam mishubash, but they use the wrong nekudos shenira shloshonam shehi matira nidorim shavru. Makes it sound like they're being matter things from the previous year. Vizeh ein lo inyan. That's not what we're doing over here. El nedarim haboim la acher mikan. We're doing this for the upcoming year is where the Ron learns this idea. In Rabbi Nachman Cohen's sefer, he brings down a few of the shitos over here. He says that from the sefer Hayosher, that the reason why we say the kol nidre is in order to cancel any nedarim that we made inadvertently. Right, in the upcoming year, right? Some say that from the Sefer Yosha said brings that it cancels out the previous ones, but they're mistaken because that requires charata, right? You have to have a beis din, you have to be mefari what it does. So they explain that when it says kol nidre, we change it mi yom kippur shavar yom kippur haba, right? From last yom kippur to the next one. The Ravan brings that by saying kol nidre in shul, it's as if you said it in front of a talmid chacham. The Rav Yos is by listening to the Chazan, it's as if each person in the shul was the one who was saying this. And then the Rosh brings down that we, the people in the shul, the Kehila, the Tzibur, we bear witness that everybody has Charata for their Nedarim. Now we do, Hataris Nedarim is different than Kol Nidre. The Hataris Nedarim that we do, that accomplishes two separate things. It undoes any Nedarim the person made throughout the year. And you're saying this modah, you're making like a proclamation of the future that any nedarim that you would make would be null and void. So the reason why we say hataras nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah is in order to remove anything that was said before the Yom Hadin, right? If you don't have time to say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you could say it throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And some say that if you know you're not going to have time to say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you could even say it earlier. But the minhag is we say Hataras Nedarim right after Shachris. That's what people do. What about a woman? Does a woman have to do this? So women should, yes, be matan neder. But the minhag is for tznius, maybe for other reasons that they don't. So the post can bring down that a married woman, the husband is matan the nedarim for him. So he says either before he starts, says I'm doing this on behalf of myself, my wife. Or he could say after he says the whole thing, le'ishti kain, right? This should apply to my wife, and she doesn't have to actually make him a shliach. I mean, even if she forgot, or you know, he's leaving the house. It's early. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of it's a long davening. So we assume that she wants that, right? And therefore, he can do the hataras nedarim before her. Some posts can bring down that the women are relying upon kol nidre to be matzah in the dorm as well. Children under bar bas mitzvah don't have to do this. How many people do you need for hataras nedarim? So you have to have three adults. Some have a minhag they want 10, but really the minhag is we do three. Who can be on the beis din? So this we're a little bit lenient. It has to be a man. A woman can't sit on the beis din, but you could have krovim. That you could even have, I think it's a machloikis between, I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, and I think who else was it who argued with him, that said that, I don't recall right now, I don't recall who it was, maybe it was Rav Wozner, who said about not to have relatives, like two brothers can't sit on it, father and son can't sit on it, but the Lamaisa, we do that. That you could have them in. But importantly, a person should know what they're saying. So either they could say it in English, or they should look it over in advance to know what exactly they mean. When there's not just some mumbo jumbo, actually this is a formal annulling of the nedarim. What does it help for? So hataras nedarim, it helps these promises of the person, you forgot, right? But if let's say you made a promise to do something and you remembered, so that doesn't get out of it. Some of the opinions say if you do something three times without saying bli neder, so then hataras nedarim would help for that. The basin doesn't have to sit when they're being matzah the neder. The minhag is that we do, but they could stand if they wanted to. Even the one who's being matzah doesn't have to stand, but that's like the kind of speak how the minhag developed. So let's just finish off the last part of the Gemara. It has an interesting story, whether we should be publicizing this or not. So the Gemara says a story. Rav Huna bar Chinuno sova lemidrashe bepirka. he wanted to, they had like a, the Pirko is like the public gathering when they would come in Darshan B'Rabim, like a Yom Iyun. So Amalei Rava, meaning this idea that a person would know that how you can be nullify your future in the dorm. So Amalei Rava said to him, Tona kamastim lo stume kidei shelo yinahu kala sosh ben adorim. The Tana, the Mishnah, said a very he concealed, covered it up, right? He doesn't say it explicitly, right? And these are Talmid Chachamim who are learning this, and other people shouldn't be have a kalas rosh tikkun very, very lightly. Va'ad darshalei bepirka, and you want to now get up and darshan this publicly in front of everybody? Not appropriate, not appropriate at all. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up in Mirza Shem the next year with Ibai Elihu.